Well, hello there, Beauty Hunter. Thank you for joining us today. You know, I'm aware that as my voice is coming through your headphones, you may have just finished listening to your favorite song. You know that song, that one that hits a switch inside of you and suddenly everything feels different. All of a sudden, your day just got a little bit better. Well, that's what our focus is. Today, we're going to dive into the topic of music, and not just any music. The kind that sneaks up on you and transforms your whole vibe and that intersects with your creativity, and all of a sudden, you find that instead of playing the music's playing you like piano keys and all your emotions are welling up. And in this episode, we want to pull back the curtain on that everyday experience, how music has this unique power to influence us. We want to explore the simple act of hitting that play button and how it can be a secret weapon for your creative toolbox, unlocking parts of your brain that you didn't even know needed unlocking. And it's like uncovering a cheat code to enhance your mood and spark your creativity. Trust me, by the end of this, you're going to want to see your playlist in a totally new light. So let's dive in and discover how the right track at the right moment can be an absolute game changer. Hello, creative soul. Welcome to the Beauty Hunters podcast. Are you feeling stuck? Not having enough time, money, or energy to create? Do you want to make a difference in this world with your creativity, but you feel exhausted by life's responsibilities and void of inspiration? You are not alone.
We are your hosts, Jonathan and Michelle Rose, fellow creative souls who understand the struggle. We once lived a life consumed by the daily grind, leaving us feeling empty and dead inside. And that all changed when we discovered the mindsets and skills that allowed us to stay in creative flow and infuse everyday life with creative passion. We are here with strategies and inspiration to help you fill your daily life with vibrant creativity.
If you are ready to thrive and take your creativity to the next level, then grab your coffee, tune in, and let's create a more beautiful world together.
Before we dive into the heart of today's episode, I've got something really exciting to share with all of you. We've just hit a milestone, 100 reviews on Apple Podcasts. Reading through your feedback has been an honor. Like this review from the number 4 sibling mama that came in this week, titled Creativity is Now Refueled. She says, "This podcast has come just when I needed it. The world can dull our senses and creativity, but this podcast is a great igniter of everything creative. Well done." Well, thank you. It's messages like these that remind us why we do what we do. So if you enjoy our episodes and you'd like to support the show, drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. Not only does it help others find us, but who knows, we might just feature your review in our next episode. It's your insights and stories that make this community so special, and we can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's get back to today's episode.
So Michelle, have you ever walked into a store and you felt this unexplainable lift in your spirits, this certain brightness or lightness to your spirit that just made you want to linger a little longer and just set the whole tone as just really pleasant?
Yeah, actually, I think they do that on purpose to make you shop a little longer.
that's the profound and subtle power of music at work. Yeah. Have you ever had the opposite experience? You walk into a place that you love, but you hate the song that's on.
Right.
You're just like, ugh.
I can't wait to get out of
here. Get me out of here.
Yes.
Music surrounds us. It's not just background noise. It is intentionally sculpted masterfully to engage our emotions and to be a director of our actions. You ever tried running to slow music?
No.
It just doesn't work. You know, when I hit the streets and I'm running, I gotta have something upbeat. I just can't get in the groove with slow music. That's music right there. So it pushes us further. It makes us feel like heroes in our own lives. It's like in the movies that music just catches the emotion of the scene. Even more so, I think, than what's going on the screen itself, that music is in the background just setting the tone. And they guide us from the edge of our seats to the brink of tears without saying a single word. It's a form of manipulation that's so gentle and so beautiful, we embrace it with open arms.
Yeah, we sure do. Now, let's think about wielding that same power in our own lives. not as a tool of manipulation, but as a key to unlocking your deepest wells of creativity. So what we're exploring here is the idea of engaging with music deliberately, you know, to unlock that creativity and to inspire and uplift, or to put us in a really sad mood, or putting us in a place where we can connect with others on a grieving level. You know, it's about recognizing music's influence in our lives and learning to harness it, not just as listeners, but as creators.
Yeah, it's such an important part of the creative process. I mean, I'm all over the place musically, but that's because my mind is all over the place. And some days I'm engaging with just those long bows of like classical music and Yo-Yo Ma and those deep emotional cello pieces. And then some days I just need to feel good and move my body. So I'm like listening to Southern rock and just jamming out, you know, it just music does that.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting that you say that because I recently was talking with a writer friend who had a whole book brewing in her head. And when she started writing, she was full of inspiration and emotion. But as time passed, she wasn't able to finish the project. And not because she didn't want to, but because she couldn't find her way back to that initial vibe and emotion that she was experiencing initially. You know, and that initial experience is what got her pen moving in the first place. So how do you get back, right? You know, and it got me thinking, how many of us have projects just sitting out there half done? You know, maybe it's a song, maybe it's a painting, or hey, even for me, people like me, it could be just cleaning up the house or getting that load of laundry finished, you know? And I'll be the first to admit, there are plenty of days I can't even think about tidying up our little camper here without the right music to motivate me. And you know, our little camper, it doesn't take much to clean. So it's funny, isn't it? How music can really push us to get moving and fill us with that energy that we actually need to tackle those things we'd rather not. And so I ask all of you, what about you? Do you have something lying around that you haven't finished yet? Maybe it's time to think about what soundtrack might help you to cross that finish line. You know, whether it's getting pumped up to clean up the house or finding the right mood to finish that art piece, music is there to help wield and guide you through that creative power and venture that you need to be more effective. So music really is incredible. It has the ability to transport us, to motivate us, and to transform even the dreariest of chores into something bearable and even enjoyable.
Yeah, but it's not just about getting through the chores or completing the task. It's about how music can kindle a spark inside of us. Think about it. Have you ever needed help tapping into a specific emotion to finish a creative project? I mean, that's at the heart of so much creativity, whether it be a painting, a sculpture, a dance piece, especially with music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But man, tapping into those emotions, music really can be the key to get into that mood that you might need to complete that piece and to find that excitement or that breath of life, or maybe find that somber solemnness or that peace, or, you know, whatever that ingredient is, there's a soundtrack somewhere that evokes that. And so this is where the magic of music comes into play. It's like having a time machine at our fingertips, capable of transporting us back to the emotional state that we need to inhabit to complete our creative works. It's about crafting playlists, not just for the life we're living, but for the projects we want to bring to life, the emotions we want to evoke, and the stories that we want to tell. So what if instead of seeing those moments of stuckness as barriers or feeling creatively blocked, we view them as invitations to engage more deeply with our creative selves and guide that process with melodies and songs that move us?
Yeah, I really like that. It's interesting because this morning, one of my coaches was talking about how our brain is 10% of the conscious and 90% of the unconscious. You know, and it's interesting because we're able to read and, you know, do a lot of activities in that conscious part, that 10%, but very few things actually get us in touch with that 90% of the unconscious, and music is one of them.
Yeah, sometimes I just pity the Amazon Music algorithms.
Oh, I know.
Because they don't have me figured out because I'm just all over the place.
Right.
Right. I mean, some days it's like electronic dance music, and then some days it's Southern rock, and then some days it's classical, and then some days it's worship music. and I'm literally all over the place.
You really, truly just beat to the rhythm of your own drum.
but it's because I feel my way through the world, and I'll be in touch with a particular emotion that I'm experiencing a certain day, and I'll want a soundtrack that reflects that.
Right.
Right? But you can actually reverse engineer that. If you're not feeling something, but you need to feel it, you can seek out the music that does that.
Right.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. So
how would someone go about doing that, Jonathan?
So I think the first step is reflect on a goal that you're moving towards, where you feel stuck or blocked, or that feels incomplete, but you want to bring it to some form of completion. You want to press through and have some creative breakthrough. So you got to name that thing. Where am I stuck? What's the goal? That's step one. Number two, what emotions are connected with that goal or that project? Okay. What do you need to evoke to get into that headspace and to bring that feeling into your work? That's step two. So after that, man, start looking for the music that embodies those feelings or those emotions or that energy that you need to connect with.
So it's just as simple as typing that mood or that emotion in the search engine.
You can literally do that. You can look.
Sad music.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it may be. Angry music.
Breakup music.
You know? Yeah. Sad, depressing songs. I mean, there's a place for that.
That's right.
But yeah, literally just go find that on whatever streaming service you use the most. It can be, for me, it's Amazon Music because we're Prime members. Spotify, Apple Music. Or here's one that I discovered recently when I started doing the podcast. We used a service called Epidemic Sound for looking at royalty-free music that you could use on for like podcast intro, outros, and stuff like that. They actually had a vast library of music that you won't find anywhere else because it's all put out by these little independent composers and singer-songwriters and creative people. And you can go there. You can go to somewhere like Epidemic Sound and you can literally find a soundtrack for any emotion. And it's stuff you've never heard before, which is also a really powerful thing to do, is find stuff you haven't heard before that is in that same range, because then you're going to bypass those normal neural pathways of familiarity. And that, a lot of times, that'll bypass our expectations and get us deeper into those emotional levels if we can get out of stuff that's familiar.
Unless if you're trying to get back to a place, like if you started a project in high school, you might need to pull up some of those high school songs.
Yeah, get nostalgic for sure, man. Just whatever, you know, for us, that'd be like 80s and 90s jam, you know. You know.
You too. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, maybe it's like early 2000s for a lot of our audience, perhaps.
Skillet. Anyway, go ahead. So now step four.
So, yeah, honestly, once you've identified the goal, identified the emotions and the mood, and found some stuff on your streaming service, start curating a playlist with purpose and make playlists that accomplish specific goals for you on your creative journey.
And even title it by that goal.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, you're just curating your own playlists that match those creative goals. And then after that, really set the scene for your creative process. That is really important, is take the time to clean your creative space, get your tools out, get ready, like remove distractions from the space, and just...
Yeah, remove all the excuses.
All the excuses. Take some time for that, and then just hit play. You know, make sure you got your tools lined up, your playlist ready, and hit play, and just sit and enjoy the music for a while. Let yourself feel it. Let yourself get into it. If you need to be alone so that you can like dance or move and not feel embarrassed, do that. That can be an important part of setting the space, is just get in a shame-free zone where you can just be. If you need to cry to pull something out because you got a sad playlist, make sure that you're in a safe place to cry where you're not going to be interrupted or embarrassed.
Right. And I think you said something just a minute ago that was really key, is removing all shame. So don't let yourself get shameful over the fact that this project hasn't been completed. You know, everything is completed in the right timing. The Lord always cycles you through in the right time. So remove shame and really just embrace this process. Hit play and then play, right? So, and there you have it. a whole new way to look at the soundtrack of your life. You know, if you're trying to create a life that you love, think about the type of music that sets that mood and start living that life. You know, don't just take my word for it, but go ahead and get out there and put all of this into practice. You know, we kind of dare you because we know that it works. This week, I challenge you to mix up your playlist, throw in something unexpected, choose a track specifically for how you want to feel, you know, what you want to achieve creatively. And then we'd love to hear all about it. Share your experience by tagging the Beauty Hunters podcast on Facebook and Instagram and use the hashtag #TuneIntoCreativity. Also, come join our Facebook. We'll leave the link in the show notes. And let's continue the conversation about how music moves and motivates us. Until next time, keep those tunes playing and let the creativity flow.
Thank you for joining us on the Beauty Hunters podcast. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with other creatives in your life? And please leave a quick written review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews keep us inspired and help more people discover the podcast. Okay, time for us to hit the road. We're off to our next art show. We'll meet you back on Monday for another episode.
Until our next encounter, always remember that your creativity will make the world a more beautiful place.